We're talking about Lindsay Lohan. And on the live line, Patrick Juanas, who's been with us before, celebrity life coach and behavior expert. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Joe and Corey.
She needs some work, doesn't she?
Well, she gets in a lot of trouble. And as I've said many times before, the saddest part is that no matter how many times she goes into rehab, no one's dealing with her real issues, which relates to her mother and father. They're the cause of all of her problems.
What does she do? She's rehabbed and done all of these things?
Well, a lot of the problems, one of the challenges, Joe and Corey, with rehab is that the rehab clinics generally tend to deal more with the symptoms, such as your drug addiction, rather than the cause and the underlying motivation. But I know you wanted to talk a bit about, you know, why, or is it possible that Lindsay Lohan would engage in shoplifting, or why would a celebrity be shoplifting?
And well, exactly. In her case, you know, she's really, we're talking about her professional credits. It's been a while. She really needs to, you know, she's highly acclaimed. I mean, she's got the props. She needs to go get some work and kind of get back in the game instead of just constantly misbehaving here.
Well, she's definitely got talent, and she said something that's very interesting and very true about her and a sad indictment on the rest of us when she said, "I've become more famous for my personal life than I have for my talent and acting," which is very true. And, of course, that's also as a result of her own behavior, but we tend to magnify everything that a celebrity does. But having said all of that, Joe and Corey, I think there's a couple points I wanted to make about this whole scenario of shoplifting and celebrities. The first thing we need to understand is that celebrities are naturally given an amazing VIP treatment. Businesses will give freebies to celebrities as a way to promote their business. So, for example, and because I work with celebrities, I can assure you of this, you know, a nightclub will contact a celebrity or their manager, agent, or publicist and text them and say, "Hey, we have a free table for so-and-so tonight," and that they want them there so they can get the publicity. Then you have the celebrity who has a natural sense of entitlement. Well, I'm getting things for free. I'm famous. I'm paid extraordinary and exorbitant amounts of money. I don't have to pay for this because people will give it to me for free. So there are a lot of businesses that will give celebrities stuff for free so they can...
So they're just used to taking stuff.
Yeah. And in their mind, they're not even taking it. They're just, "Oh, this is being given to me."
Because they're entitled to it.
Yeah, they're entitled, and that's part of where the sense of entitlement comes. Look, I've said this before on Alan Stock's show in the afternoon, that I've received packages in the mail from various companies and corporations, and I contacted them, and I said, "Why am I getting this?" And they said, "You're on our list." And I said, "What list?" And that's a list because I happen to work with celebrities and other well-known people. Mm-hmm. So entitlement is easy. Now, the third thing, which is going to really shock you, is sometimes these are cases of publicity stunts. And you might find this hard to believe, but being connected to some circles with publicists, one publicist said to me that the whole Winona Ryder shoplifting incident was a publicity stunt. Now you say, "Well, wait a minute, is that possible?" Saks Fifth Avenue, Winona Ryder, she walks out of a store with $5,500 of stuff. And, of course, it's great publicity for Saks Fifth Avenue, who happened to most likely have her credit card on file, who could simply have said to her, "Hey, Winona, you're walking out of the store with $5,500. Can we charge this up to this card?"
Patrick, I'm out of time, and I'm going to be in trouble if I don't move. Have a great day. Patrick Juanas, celebrity life coach, behavior expert.